fiery horse and the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Let's go, Nicole! I am Silver!
The ranchers grouped around the town of Silver Ridge, Texas, were at peace. Rivalry between them had given way to cooperation, and instead of fighting each other, they took turns in guarding the combined herds which grazed in nearby Lost Canyon. Then suddenly, in the thunder of galloping hoofbeats, the peace came to an end. A lone rider pounded down the main street of the town and pulled his horse to an abrupt halt in front of the sheriff's office.
Oh, ho, ye, ho, ho, my ho! Sheriff! Hey, Sheriff, rustlers, they've cleaned out Lost Canyon!
It had happened twice before. This time, the town people ran out into the street filled with grim foreboding. They knew what would follow. Soon they saw it. Bill Jackson and Jerry Hines, wranglers for the Circle L, rode in leading four horses with limp bodies draped across the saddles. The procession came to a slow halt in front of the general store.
Oh, ho there.
Bring him in here, boys. Doc will be right over.
Doc won't do him any good now, Sheriff. All they need is a corner. Give us a hand, somebody.
Sure, Bill. Just hand them down.
I'll help you.
I'm watching that. Easy.
That's right. One more. There we are.
All right, boys. Take them in the back room. How'd it happen, Bill?
Same as always, Sheriff. It was the Circle L's turn to ride her down Lost Canyon, so we rode out there this morning to relieve the boys. When we got there, the four of them were dead and the herd gone.
Any sign of the rustlers? Frank was right-handy with a six-gun. Maybe he got one of the coyotes.
Nah. All the boys had rifles and six-guns. We all been carrying them on account of those other raids. And yet not one of them even reached for a gun. I tell you, it's got me beat.
It's just like it was the other times. Well, I'll be moseying on out there and take another look around.
I guess that's the boss coming now.
Yeah, that's Mike Lucas. Steve Higgins with him.
Where are they?
Bodies are in the back room, Steve.
Sheriff, I'm getting fed up with this. Half of my herd is gone and four of my best riders killed. When are you going to put a stop to this?
Now, wait a minute,
You
Lucas.
Wait a minute, Sheriff. How long do you think we can keep going with cattle being stolen right and left this way? It's the third time it's happened in as many weeks. Even the extra riders we put on can't stop them.
Now hold your horses, Higgins. I'm doing the best I can to catch those rustlers. There's nothing to go on, and you know it.
You can try tracking them down.
Don't you think I've done that? Tracks go right to the border and over. That's as far as we can go.
Well, something's got to be done, and quick. If I lose any more cattle, I'm going to have to sell my spread.
That's right, Sheriff. If you can't put a stop to it, we'll go over the border and do it ourselves.
Yeah, and while we're at it, we'll clean out that Sanchez outfit, too. Them breeds who ride for Sanchez are just spies, if you ask me. Tell them the rustlers when we got a lot of beef in the canyon.
Now, wait a minute, Steve. That Sanchez is a pretty fine gent.
And it's about time he learned the truth about us men. We'll wipe them all out.
Well, you can't do that. It'll be just plain murder.
So's the killing of our riders. Think that over. Come on, Lucas, let's get out of here.
Don't forget, you two. I'm the law around here.
Your windbag.
I don't know as we can exactly blame him, Lucas. Getting kind of old for the job.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But when I think of those boys lying there and the ones before them, I get so mad I can't see straight.
Yeah, I know just how you feel. And we'll do something about it real soon. Here's my foreman waiting for me.
Well, be seeing you, Steve.
So long, Lucas.
How'd things go, boss?
Now, wait a second.
Hey, boy. Get up there. Come on. Get up there.
Things went just about the way I expected. Sheriff don't know which way to jump. That stuff I've been feeding Lucas and the other owners about outlaws from over the border doing the rustling is taking hold.
Good.
Yes, sir. Lucas was yelling about going over the border and teaching them coyotes a lesson. Shut up, you fool. Want everybody in town looking at you? We're supposed to be sore about losing a bunch of cattle. Oh,
sorry, boss. I forgot.
It's a bad time to get careless. Got away with three jobs. All the cattle over the border, no witnesses left. I don't want any kind of a slip-up now.
Nobody suspects anything?
How could they? My cattle was rustled with the rest, wasn't it?
That sure was a smart move.
We keep on playing it smart. One more haul and we're through.
I don't like it.
What's the matter?
Why take any more chances, boss? I don't believe in pushing our luck too far.
Just don't you worry. We're doing one more job. We'll get away with it even if they come after us. Got it all figured out. As soon as we can get a big herd into the canyon again, we'll take them and get.
Halfway between Silver Ridge and the border lay a gracious reminder of the fact that Texas had at one time been part of Mexico. Trim and well cared for, the Sanchez Ranch remained the showplace it had been for almost 100 years. There was trouble now, but it was forgotten as Don Pedro Sanchez hurried forward to welcome two visitors, the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Welcome, amigos. A thousand welcomes.
How? We couldn't ride by without stopping to see an old friend, Don Pedro.
I am delighted. It's long time since you have come here, no? Come in, please.
Well, thanks, Don Pedro. Yes, it's been a long time. It's good to be back.
To see old friends is always the occasion for joy. We shall have the fiesta this evening in your honor. It will be a good excuse to make merry, to forget our cares for a brief moment. Sit down, amigo mio.
Thanks. You're having trouble, Don Pedro?
Oh, not yet, but who knows? It's in the air.
Well, what's wrong?
But we won't talk of it now. You are tired. First, we will refresh ourselves.
Oh, we're old friends, Don Pedro. You don't have to be polite with me.
I know, amigo. That is one reason why I'm so happy to see you.
Go on.
You know how the border country has become a haven for outlaws?
Yes, I've come to know that too well. Have they given you much trouble?
No, but the American ranchers think that my riders are in league with the outlaws. They do not say so, but I think they feel that way about me, too. After all, I have not lost much cattle.
I see.
If there is much more rustling, they will lose their heads and perhaps try to take vengeance on us. Naturally, we will fight. There will be much killing.
Where did the rustling take place, Don Pedro?
Just a few miles from here. But come, I will show you, Antonio. There is still time before dark.
The three men rode off, with Don Pedro leading the way. From the boundary of the ranch, they turned into a narrow trail whose walls grew steadily steeper until the trail became little more than a cleft between two perpendicular walls. Then suddenly it opened into a huge sunken valley. The three men reined up.
Oh, sir. Oh, sir. Oh, fella. Very big. Oh, fella.
My
This Lost Canyon.
See, that's right. They say it was a lake bed in ancient times. Now it contains the best grazing land for miles around.
It's strange that it should be deserted. I remember all the ranchers in the area brought their cattle here to fatten them for the market.
See, that's so. But last night, all were taken. Now it is empty.
But I don't understand. It's so easy to guard with those high walls. The way it narrows down to that narrow gap to the south. Outside of this tiny path, there's no way of getting into the canyon.
See, that's so. There's only that broad opening to the north, the narrow gap to the south, and this one on the west. And yet it is right here that all the trouble has taken place.
But how?
3 times now the men on guard have been killed and the cattle driven through that gap and across the border. Since this is so close to my rancho, you can see why the other ranchers suspect me and my riders.
Look, Kimosabe, look there. To north end of the canyon.
Hmm? What do you see?
It looks like more trouble. You stay here, Don Pedro.
Oh, no, I come with you.
All right, then. Come on, Silver!
Up, Scott!
The 3 men raced up the valley, spurring their horses on in an attempt to prevent the tragedy they saw unfolding before their eyes.
We not had much time. And throw a rope over tree.
We must get there in time to stop that hanging. Come on, Silver!
It is Senor Higgins and 2 of his men. They see us coming.
Yes, they're hurrying their preparations.
We not come in time. And put rope round man's neck now.
And there's only one way to stop it.
Too long range for six gun.
Maybe, but it's our only chance.
You split the rope. You did it.
Sit low on the saddle, Don Pedro. You'll be less of a target.
See, I tried.
Oh. Take care of him, Tonto. I'm going on. Come on, Silver. Drop your guns. Or I'll put some bullets where they'll do more good.
Don't shoot anymore. We give up.
Hold him. Oh, he's a heavy fella.
Say, what is this? A hold up.
Keep those hands high. Are you all right, Don Pedro?
See, I am only cruising.
Good.
Stop, Jim Horace. He bring Don Pedro on scout.
Oh, you're showing your colors at last, ain't you? Riding with outlaw.
He's not the outlaw.
Why were you going to hang this man?
Why, he is one of my vaqueros. Why were you doing this thing?
That's none of your business.
I'm making it my business.
You think I'm going to take orders from an outlaw?
And I'll make you talk this way. Get up and I'll give you another reason why you should talk.
Oh, now, don't hit me again, I'll tell you. I got nothing to hide.
Go ahead. We're listening.
Caught this critter covering up the tracks that those rustlers made last night. He must be in cahoots with a gang that got away with our cattle. Maybe he's part of the gang.
Is this true, Esteban?
No, Don Pedro. I've done nothing. I ride across the canyon to return to the rancho.
He's lying. You dirty coyote.
I warn you. I said keep away from him, Higgins, and I meant it. Next time, I won't be so easy with you.
You're not going to get away with this, mister. You got the upper hand now, but there'll be another time.
We'll talk about that later. If you thought this man was working with the rustling gang, why didn't you take him into the sheriff and let the law deal with him?
That old fossil. We're tired of his sitting around and talking. This rustling's got to stop. Since the sheriff won't do anything about it, we're taking the law into our own hands.
Not this time, Higgins. Don Pedro will take this man back to his ranch. If you want the sheriff to arrest him, he'll be waiting for you.
It's a likely story.
You have my word, Senor Higgins. This man will be at the rancho if the sheriff wants him.
Now ride, all 3 of you.
Come on, boys. Steady, fella.
Get up! Oh, senor, you saved my life. Mil gracias.
Why did he accuse you of working with the rustlers, Esteban?
I don't know, Don Pedro. I know nothing of rustlers. I ride through the canyon to return to the rancho. I see those hombres hide something. They stop when they see me. They ask if I see something. I say no. They say they hang me anyway.
Well, what did they hide?
I don't see, senor. It's too far. They hide something under the bushes. There.
Now, me check, look.
You'll return to the rancho, Esteban. Have them send back a horse for me.
Sit on, Pedro, my boy. Anda, Gabriel! Kimosabe!
What is it, Tonto?
Look, many holes filled with blasting powder.
Blasting powder? I don't understand. There's nothing out here to blast. Why would they bring explosives here?
I don't know, Don Pedro, but I'm going to find out.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Oh,
Now to continue our story. The finding of blasting powder in Lost Canyon, where there could be no legitimate excuse for it, aroused the Lone Ranger's suspicions, and he and Tonto set out to discover why Steve Higgins had put it there. Tonto's hurried return to the Sanchez Ranch that evening gave them the reason.
You have returned quickly, Tonto.
Me hear news. Find out about rustlers.
Good work, Tonto. Higgins and his gang.
Not right. Me hear Higgins and Foreman talk long time about plans. Then call meeting tomorrow to make ranchers mad enough to fight. Gangs steal cattle while ranchers come here to fight.
Then it is calm. They massacre. I must get help.
Oh, but where?
I will ask the sheriff to stop them. He has the authority.
I'm afraid that won't do any good. He would be powerless against an organized mob.
Then what can we do?
Maybe we can fight fire with fire. Don Pedro, would you be willing to attend that meeting tomorrow?
Oh, Higgins heap mad with Don Pedro.
I am not afraid. What would you have me do?
Well, here is my plan. You'll attend that meeting and ask him.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Just at the right time, Sanchez. I was just talking about you.
I can understand that, Senor Higgins. Yesterday's episode should make an excellent weapon for you.
I don't get you.
I have known for some time that you have been spreading evil reports against me and my men. We are very convenient scapegoats for you.
Everything I said was true.
You called this meeting tonight to stir up hatred, to get your friends to join you in hunting down people for rustling, whether they were guilty or not.
Are you trying to tell us they're not working with rustlers? Why, we know...
You know what, senor?
Higgins told us plenty.
That's all you came to say, Sanchez. It's about time for us to start asking you a few questions.
No, that isn't all. I came to offer you a plan for capturing the real rustlers. It will give you the opportunity of capturing the guilty men without hurting many innocent people.
Let's hear it.
My plan is very simple. Put your cattle into Lost Canyon, perhaps a larger herd than usual. Station two or three riders with them, as in the past. If the rustlers have spies, as you think, the word will reach them quickly.
Of all the feather brain.
Un momento. Meanwhile, the rest of you with your men can form a strong guard on the cliffs lining both sides of the canyon. No matter how large the rustling gang is, he could easily be cut down from above.
Hey, you got something there.
Now, wait a minute. There's a trick somewhere. What do you get out of it, Sanchez? You and your gang are spying breeds.
Only a chance to expose the truth. Do you object to that, Senor Higgins?
Well, no, it's all right.
Gentlemen, set your trap with a large herd. Only you and my men will know. I shall tell them. If the rustlers come, then you will know the guilty ones. If they do not, well, that's a chance we shall have to face.
If you're willing to take a chance, by golly, we can, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. What's the matter, Higgins? You got any objections?
No, if it's all right with the rest here, I'll go along.
Gentlemen, I am grateful to you.
You understand we didn't want to hurt your men, Sanchez, but we've been near crazy about our herd.
See, I understand, gentlemen. Buenas noches.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
He's smart, that Mexican.
Yeah, he sure is. Got away without answering a single question.
Oh, forget it. We better start moving our herds in early tomorrow so as the word will get around.
Just so long as we keep mum about tomorrow night. Well, I guess that takes care of it. So long, Higgins.
So long, Lucas. Good night, Brady. See you tomorrow, boys.
Well, I guess I'll be turning in, boss.
Sit down a minute, Hal.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
I think we're going to make history tomorrow night.
What do you mean?
We're going to steal that entire herd with every rancher sitting there watching. They won't be able to do a thing to stop us.
What? Hey, I'd better get you a glass of water. The heat must have gone to your
head. No, I'm serious. Remember that blasting powder we hid in the canyon?
Sure. You said something about using it in case we were being trailed.
That's what gave me the idea. I'll fix it so that our boys stay with the herd tomorrow. Keep them bunched at the south end near the gap. And we set the blasting powder halfway up the canyon, right across it. When it goes off,
the cattle will stampede through the funnel, sure. Then the other outfits come racing down, round up the cattle, and bring them back. Very funny.
Now, wait a minute, I haven't finished. We'll put two big bags of the powder in the cliff right at the gap. When the last of the cattle go through, we cave in the sides. And the other outfits can't follow through.
By By golly, you're right. With the gap closed, the only thing they can do is ride back to the north end of the canyon and around the cliffs. And that's a good 3-hour ride.
Sure. While they're pounding leather, the herd can be across the border and out of the way in half an hour. I tell you, it can't miss. Sanchez don't know it, but he's done us a favor.
Yeah. The next day started with a burst of activity. Shortly after sunrise, the remainders of what had been 6 large herds were driven into Lost Canyon. In a short time, all preparations were made and the extra riders sent back to the ranch. Soon the canyon regained the quiet and peace of a normal cattle range. Nightfall brought little change to the scene. The moonlight tinted the floor of the canyon a silvery gray, accented by a few tiny pinpoints of warm color from the campfires. On the cliffs, there was no sound as the men from the 6 nearby ranches filtered into position and poked long gun barrels through the dense shrubs. Several were trained on the narrow opening into the canyon from the west, not knowing that this, too, had become a grandstand seat. Don Pedro and Tonto stayed far enough away from the opening to keep in the shadow, out of reach of the revealing moonlight.
Do you see him yet?
Him going to gap from border side. Wait there.
I wish I had gone with him.
No. Him say we stay here.
Will he be able to find the fuses in the sides of the gap?
Me watch men place fuses this afternoon. Them not hard to find.
I should have gone to the sheriff and told him the story.
Oh, that not good. Sheriff say you have no evidence. Scare off rustlers. This way, make rustlers give self up.
But this is too dangerous. If he isn't hurt when he blows up the gap, the steers may trample him to death.
But him say this way best. We wait here.
A tense silence descended on the canyon. Even the slight breeze died down as if the very elements were waiting for the drama to follow. Then from beside one of the campfires on the floor of the canyon, there came a low command.
This is it, boys. Get to your horses and hug the walls of the canyon so the steers won't run you down when we set off the blasting powder.
Right. Watch it.
We're buzzing, Harry.
Right here, Hal.
Start down for the gap now. You know when to light the fuses. It'll be a hot spot, but I'm depending on you not to lose your nerve.
Leave it to us, Hal.
Then get started.
Right. Easy, boy.
Steady. All right, boy. Get up there. Get up.
Come on.
They sure dealt us off the bottom of the deck on this deal. Once them cattle start stampeding, the boys on the cliffs will start shooting. So if the steers don't run us down, we'll have to stop some lead.
And if we don't get that gap closed at the right time, we'll be dancing from the end of a rope. Now quit beefing. The herd started to move. Get up there. Get up. Get up there.
Get your horses.
They caught on fast up there on the cliff.
The boss figured on that. But they can't ride down the length of the cliff and all the way down the canyon in time to stop us. So quit worrying.
Hey, there's somebody at the gap now.
Where? Yeah, I see. What's he doing down there?
Lighting the fuses. We'll all be blocked in here. Hey, don't touch those fuses. It's too early.
He's not one of our boys. He's wearing a mask. Shoot out those fuses.
It's too late to lift. Get over to the side or we'll be killed.
Premature explosion at the gap threw the rustlers into a panic. With their main avenue of escape closed and horsemen approaching from the north end of the canyon, they ignored the now milling cattle and headed for the only way still left open, the narrow opening in which Tonto and Don Pedro were waiting. Ahead of the rustlers rode the Lone Ranger.
Come on, Silver! Oh, Silver! Oh, Teddy! Go on back, Don Pedro. There's going to be trouble here in a moment.
You are doing this for me, amigo. I stay with you.
As you wish. Stop where you are, all of you. Stop or I'll shoot.
They cut us off. We're trapped.
Hey, what are you waiting for? There's only 3 of them. Come on, it's our only chance.
You don't have a chance and you know it. You'd better surrender peaceably.
I won't.
Hey, look behind us. Here come the ranchers.
The approaching cattlemen swept down on the cornered rustlers like an avenging horde, firing as they rode. Faced by overwhelming odds, the outlaws threw up their hands.
Hold your fire! We surrender!
Then put on your guns!
You mangy coyotes! We ought to string you up to the nearest cottonwood.
Now don't blame us. It was Higgins. He made us do it.
We're just taking his orders.
Hey! Those are Steve Higgins' boys. What are they doing here?
These are your rustlers, men. Pick up Higgins and you'll have them all.
Masked man, who are you?
He's the one who blew up the gap ahead of time and caught your rustlers for you.
Well, I'll be... You knew this before, Sanchez?
Si, but I had no way of proving it. Now you have the proof, thanks to my good friend here.
Well, you and your masked friend sure saved us from making monkeys of ourselves, Sanchez. You did us a great favor.
Yeah, there Higgins was, stealing our cattle and killing our riders and... By the way, where is Higgins?
Some of the boys went after him. He won't get far. I can see the whole thing now. They'd ride down here at night, pretending they wanted to gab. And then when the boys were off guard, they'd shoot him down in cold blood.
We had to do it, Mr. Lucas. Higgins would have killed us.
Shut up. Take him away, boys. We're sure grateful to you, stranger, for... Hey. Where'd that masked man go?
Gone, is he? That's like him. He never waits around for gratitude.
Yeah. But who is he?
You didn't recognize him? He's the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.